The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
It settles in your soul.
In your soul.
I love you, brother. The Hat Man was singing to that.
That's such a good song.
Oh, yeah. You were doing it. He was hitting the notes, man. He's on it this morning.
He's on something.
I know Sally's going to have some good music, so you could...
He's on caffeine.
I hope it's caffeine.
It's good.
Caffeinated.
Caffeinated. Good morning. This is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
And our faithful producer, the Hat Man.
Good morning, everybody.
The Hat Man. He is.
And Frankie, he's Sergeant at Arms.
Ah.
He's keeping...
Frank Rose, one of our treasures.
Keeping us safe and out of trouble. Well...
Broadcasting live here anyway. From downtown Reading, KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better.
When it's on.
1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Mm-hmm.
We podcast and we also archive for years and 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 years.
Yep.
And Frankie's moving in here. Here he comes. Frankie's coming.
Thank you, brother.
Frank Rose. Are you coming in here, buddy?
Thanks, Frank.
Oh, he's just bringing a chair in. There's nobody in the chair, Frank. Is that Harvey the Rabbit or something? What?
He got rid of the body.
He got rid of the body. Well, we have a blank chair in here with us.
There you go.
I guess that's our guest today, huh?
Yep.
I digress. Anyway, it's been an interesting week.
It has.
In Yuba City at Glad Tidings Church on Friday.
Yep.
We have a meeting there once a month with the Freedom Coalition, a bunch of counties getting together on the most important thing we can do as patriots right now, and that's win back the liberty in our counties.
Mm-hmm.
And Butte was there. Yuba was there. Sutter was there. Placer was there. And Glenn was there.
Was El Dorado?
I don't know if El Dorado was there or not.
I don't think there was El Dorado.
But anyway, they broke out into groups, which was great. There was 11 or 12 to 15 people per group that stayed in the committees there to go in and to set their boards of supervisors straight, their school boards, their city councils. And it was an amazing meeting. The beauty of this, if it were not for the Open Shasta folks, who are a separate organization from the Red, White, and Blueprint. I'm going to say that one more time for the people who just don't seem to get that. Open Shasta is separate from the Red, White, and Blueprint. The Red, White, and Blueprint is a for-profit company. It's a media company.
Yeah.
And they're documenting things. Are they allowed to have an opinion?
Oh, absolutely.
You bet. It's called the First Amendment.
And what media source doesn't?
Right. And, you know, a lot of the things that have been happening with the boards of supervisors and with what we have gone through, and we've traveled around a lot, we've been teaching these people what they need to look for, how they can get a hold of information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what their rights are, the California Constitution, et cetera. In going there with these folks, the underlining thing is that they are getting some of their supervisors to move. And to move off the dime and to do the right thing. Now,
take action when he says move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing that's really important about that, Wynn, is the fact that the recall, going to a recall is the last resort, not the first one.
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to appeal to their nobler nature and say, hey, this is what you should be doing. Where is the money going? Where's the transparency? Why are you voting this way? You know, how come you're spending money one place when it should be going another? And those people answering that. Now, in Glenn County, they have three new supervisors. They voted out three.
They did.
They got three new ones.
They're cleaning house.
Mm-hmm. And we went and spoke at an event a A couple of weeks ago,
yep.
At the I-5 Cafe, and we had supervisors there, new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good because they're now moving toward understanding how the previous supervisors that were in their position were basically being fascists, totalitarians,
mm-hmm.
bureaucrats, but not public servants. Sound familiar, Joe?
And that's
Mary?
That's why they ran.
Leonard?
That's exactly why they ran.
Yes.
And then they got voted in, and now they're starting to do the job that needs to be done and cleaning it up.
Yes. So, you know, it was great to be with all those folks, and it's nice to hear that there are some people who are elected and being elected that are wanting to do the right thing. Again, the recall is the last resource that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's what's happened here. Now, I can tell you that episode 2 of the Red, White, and Blueprint is probably on a Richter scale above episode 1. There is a lot of things that happen in episode 2 where we start seeing the real meat of what's going on.
3 is going to be interesting.
3 is going to be really interesting. I'm telling you guys, number 3 is going to be interesting. And if anybody's listening out there, you know, that you're someone like David Harris Jr., a wonderful man. You're someone like Dr. Cordy Williams. You know, all these different people that are out there. You know, guys, we're all in this together. But let's really get down to the bottom line here. Let's get down to how we're going to make this thing work. It has got to start at the local level. You know, we can talk about the elections and all that stuff, and we should. We should be standing up, getting ready these machines, and we should. But that starts at where? The local level.
Yep.
That's where the battle has to be. And we need help. The Red, White, and Blueprint needs help. The Open Shasta people need help. Mm-hmm. The Butte County people need help. The Placer County people need help. The El Dorado County people need help.
And start doing it in your own county
Yes.
as well.
With education and you folks that have some bigger voices on media, play the Red, White, and Blueprint. If you don't like it all, play what you like. The point is that we have got to get this thing to the local level. This isn't about, well, you know, you can speak at my gig and I'll speak at your gig. And these guys that I mentioned don't do that. But there are people that do that. It's more about, you know, it's more about my program and my cause and what I'm talking about here. And if you fit into my particular realm here, then that's fine. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. No. That isn't the way patriots work. The way patriots work is we understand what the problem is in how we get back, we restore our God-given, constitutionally protected rights. Now, as we go on here, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Well, Wynn, we had an interesting day yesterday.
We did. It was fun. We went down and hung out in Cottonwood for a while. Got to meet some patriots and sold some gear and just kind of sharing the word of the love of what's going on with what we're doing with Jefferson and the Red, White, and Blueprint and the Recall Shasta and all that stuff is happening. We answered questions. We had great dialogue with people and got to clank a few beer bottles together in celebration with all those folks. It was good. It was very good.
It was, and it was fun to, and actually, happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day, dear Sally. Happy Mother's Day to you and all the rest of you moms.
Amen. I won't sing. I won't do that to you.
Hey, I got a future. That was sang in the key of L, baby. Key
love.
Of L.
Key of L. Key yeah. of love.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I got a future, man. Anyway, yeah. So we got to play a little pool. And
yeah, that was entertaining.
Yeah,
oh,
was.
My gosh.
Oh, yeah. We haven't played pool for a long time.
It showed.
And she won. But she only won because I sunk the eight ball. That's how she won.
Yeah, sure, right.
It is.
Mm-hmm, yeah. She had skill. You didn't.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of things going on this week. A lot of propaganda that's been floating around out there.
Where? Here?
Yeah, can you maybe elaborate on some of that?
Here in River City?
Yeah.
That would never happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people are just drama queens.
Yeah.
And it's all about them.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that when all this drama stuff comes rolling out from somewhere, it's always about the individual. It's always about what they're trying to do as far as an individual and how something odd is happening. And then you get to finding out who's behind the oddities that are going on and who supports those odd individuals on what they're doing. It's weird. And in any court of common sense, it doesn't play out.
No. You know, it's sort of this thing where, you know, they're trying to villainize Carlos Zapata, and which is totally false, and that's all being rectified and will be rectified.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that. I have had things written on Facebook. My wife has. They've been written by these same people.
And you have phone calls.
I do.
Phone calls that were the jack wagons are not smart enough not to leave it on an answering machine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? A couple brainiacs that pull those kind of stunts. And guess what? That's all archived. And the police have copies of that stuff.
They do.
It's really kind of cool.
It is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, because the thing is that, you know, and that's the deal. I mean, you know, we can respond to these folks or come back and say, well, gee whiz, you know, you haven't got your facts straight, which they don't.
Nope.
I mean, really and truly, I mean, you call somebody out, you call them out, and they aren't even the ones who you end up with in a confrontation with. In fact, I think there was there a woman who beat him up?
I think it was.
That, no,
I don't. Wasn't. I don't know.
But
don't
they,
know.
No, there wasn't. But.
Not gonna say one way or the other. But do you know what? There are some women here that I want on my team. I definitely want them on my team.
Travis is in there going, yeah.
Ditto. On Mother's Day, of course, we want all the mamas on our team.
Yeah. On Mother's Day, yes. So you know the real deal is that you know that'll be more elaborated on during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things going on. But I did hear that Nathan Blaze got fired.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Who, Nathan Blaze?
Yeah, what did he do?
I don't know. Maybe somebody can let us know.
I don't know. And so did he get fired because of what he did to a patron or something, or what?
I think so.
Okay.
Gee, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Well, I owned a business, and I had an employee treat somebody poorly, and you can clearly see it on video.
Or maybe text him and taunt them.
And text them and taunt them, yeah, and harass them. I think I might have to do the same thing.
I know one thing. I'm going to go eat at Market Street Steakhouse.
I encourage everybody to do that.
Everybody needs to go eat at Market Street Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want that owner to know that we haven't been there, and there's been reasons for that. Because we have had things posted on Facebook by Nathan Blaze about my wife in derogatory ways. And I wouldn't even know who the guy was. And frankly, I don't really get on Facebook. My wife does most of that. And there was a lot of things written about her using all kinds of terrible language and everything. And this was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept going and kept going, kept going. I'm wondering who this guy is. However, I did know where he worked, and therefore I wasn't going to patronize a restaurant that had an employee that was going to be doing that sort of stuff, even though the restaurant really doesn't have, an employer really doesn't have control over what somebody does in their personal life. But I just kind of felt like, you know, if somebody's cooking my food, I don't want them to spit at it.
Exactly.
So, I'm just saying. And so now that that problem has been eliminated, man, I'm going to go in there and eat. And I'll tell you, whoever the owner is, if you're listening or you hear about this, a bunch of us plan on spending an obscene amount of money.
There you go.
In your restaurant. And thank you for your patriotism, you know, to stand up for your customers. I mean, you know, really and truly, it's tough. You know, it's sort of like, you know, Matt had said it on the last show. Somebody taunts you, somebody pushes you, somebody shoves you, somebody does something to you, okay, you know, or tries to provoke you or gets in your face or whatever the case may be. At what point do you draw the line? There is that personal space to where you should be able to draw the line. You can draw the line. You have that right to protect yourself and the right to protect the people you love and the right to protect your property. Your person is your property.
We have rights.
God-given ones.
God-given ones.
Self-evident, baby.
Amen.
You know, the thing we've got to be looking at here is where do we go with all these crazy things? I mean, what's the bottom line here? Well, you can talk about News Cafe. I mean, if it wasn't for the Red, White, Blueprint and Open Shasta, there wouldn't be a News Cafe. I mean, we're probably the best thing that ever happened to Donnie. What, is it Greenberg or Donkey or what is she now?
I don't know. She gets married so often and changes her name.
Oh, does she?
I guess.
I don't know. But, I mean, I just know that it's Chamberlain now, I think. Anyway.
For how long?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Who, I mean, you know, who can answer that question? Will a meteor hit the earth? I mean, so anyway, so the deal is that, you know, with her, and a lot of things she said has been wrong. You know, by the way, Red Smith doesn't do this program anymore. Just saying.
Wrong or not true?
Well, that too. You know, we had it written on Facebook. This is a funny one. We had it written on Facebook that Sally and I actually were involved in Washington, D.C.
What, you helped build it?
Yeah.
Well, I knew you were that old. I didn't think Sally was.
Well, not really. No. But, you know, what are you laughing about, Travis?
Huh? You guys are great.
So anyway, so they said that we flew back there, I guess, and we were involved in it and all that stuff. And, you know, for one thing, just on a personal note, I do not like to fly. I do not like to fly. I don't like going through the little thing where they, you know, they wand you or they do whatever they want to do to you.
Give you a colonoscopy before you get on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. And so... I mean, you know, but it's not that even as much as it is. I can live through that, but getting on the plane and flying to the East Coast is, kill me now. I just don't want to be on a plane for like 18 hours. The last time that we went to Washington, D.C. and on our way back, when we flew back from Washington, D.C., we were sitting in the very back row of the plane
next to the bathroom. Of course.
And people are too big. A lot of them, to get down an aisle, even sideways. So the whole time, I felt like I was on a boat because I'd get bumped and I'd rock and I'd get bumped and I rocked. And Sally was trying to sleep because she was tired. However, she didn't have a way to get her seat back because we're against the wall, right? Oh. So she can't put her seat back. And the flight attendant was very sweet. She walked over and she said, you know, you two can have anything you want. Would you like a drink, a movie, some food, anything? You can have whatever you want. I realize this is crazy. That line didn't stop for the bathroom. Did not stop for the whole entire flight. Did not stop. There were so many full bladders on that plane. I mean, they could have called it peanut bladder plane. Because it was crazy. I mean, and you're sitting there and, you know, so I watched a movie. I think it was an Avenger movie, you know. It's a lot of fun. Sort of. Went off
well,
in
you
my
didn't watch,
childhood.
You didn't watch Airplane?
It's a bad day to quit sniffing blue. That was a funny movie. But, yeah, you know, and the thing is that people say stuff about people. And, you know, I mean, here's another thing, too. I mean, now, what is that group that was in Seattle that... what's the name of that group that was in Seattle?
Chop.
Was it Chop?
Chop, yeah.
Is there somebody here locally that maybe worked at a restaurant that
just got fired?
Maybe.
That was involved in
maybe,
that?
Maybe, yeah. Have you heard anything like that?
I saw the pictures, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so, oh my goodness gracious.
There are photos circulating
out there. There are photos for that. Oh, man. Oh, and on top of that, let's see here.
And Chop, weren't they burning stuff down and vandalizing all kinds of personal property and businesses and individuals? They were threatening people and stopping highway traffic on I-5 and all that stuff. Weren't those the same people doing all that?
Yeah, so I guess eating in a restaurant with your wife and having somebody stand in front of you and... just be in your face,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you're not happy about that. That rises to a level far above anything as far as somebody being maybe in a building and the building being set on fire.
Yeah.
Maybe having a business where the entire structure is being ruined, maybe being robbed, looted. And it's funny how that same group that wanted to defund the police... Hello, defund the police, and our famous supervisor, Leonard Modi.
Former police chief.
Oh, yes. Reaches out. He thought he should reach out to Nathan to help him. Now, know this, he wasn't asked, he reached out. Let's see here.
So he's reaching out to one constituent over another?
It sounds like it to me because that's what he said in the paper.
I mean, they may not live in his district specifically, but they're citizens of Shasta County.
They're still part of the people that he represents.
Yes, sir. So they're constituents. So you're siding with one over the other over something like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the other thing about that. Is that personal to someone like Carlos Zapata? Now, if that's personal, does that rise under a Title 18, Code Section 242, Mr. Modi? That's a felony, a federal felony.
Paragraph 3.
Look it up.
What row?
18242, United States Code. You know, so when you look at these types of things and see the corruption, and also is it my imagination, but if three supervisors get together in one area, unmasked, and I think two of them hugged at one point,
Joel and Leonard were hugging?
No. I think Mary might have been involved in that one. Anyway, so what happens is you can stand there as a quorum and then say, we're a quorum here because there's three of us agreeing on something. And, oh, by the way, we belong to this organization, the three of us. You can do that because the Brown Act is suspended. I don't think so.
Not that portion
of the
Brown Act.
You can't have a quorum because that would mean that three people that are elected officials, our employees, could get together and just say, gee whiz, we want to do this, 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 and this, and we don't need to even talk to the other two supervisors because the Brown Act is suspended, so we'll just do that. Well, let's just do it. How does any of that work?
It doesn't.
I mean,
Not legally.
It's the discernment, Joe. It's your discernment. I mean, you broke a lot of hearts, buddy. It's discernment. It's nothing about whether you're a nice man or not. It's everything about the things you do. It's just one complete disaster after another.
Well, don't they take into consideration their actions? Their actions speak volumes.
Yeah, and the law doesn't mean anything to them.
Apparently not. And neither do the citizens. They're employers of this great county.
You know, I mean, you know, Leonard's already been reprimanded by the grand jury.
And,
really? And so, you know, I mean, so you're looking at all this stuff, and Leonard, last name would be Modi. And, you know, when you look at that and you see the things that he's doing as far as reaching out to, well, maybe Leonard wants to defund the police. I don't know. Maybe he agrees
wouldn't
with the politics.
I
don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's kind of and it's okay. Those actions are all okay. And, oh, by the way, when you are now there's also some rumors about a certain person that used to work at a restaurant that's in Antifa. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe someone could clarify that.
Wow.
I've heard rumors. I mean, you know, you hear rumors, but
Antifa. What do they do?
I don't know. Maybe someone can call in and tell us that too.
Besides pillage,
How about Black Lives Matter? Well, you know, all lives matter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All lives matter. I guess unless you work for Planned Parenthood.
then a lot of
lives don't matter.
That's true.
And
that's true.
Dare I say there's been some recent news about a certain person who was working for Planned Parenthood who was very excited about the fact that that African American babies were being aborted at a higher rate.
Oh, jeez.
That's a bad deal. That's a bad deal.
Not too good.
You know, so as we go on this morning, you know, it's going to be a lot more of this because I kind of understand what Matt was talking about. He's kind of fed up. Well, really and truly, you know, here's the deal.
Aren't we all fed up?
Yeah, we are.
Our pot is full. We're done.
I'm tired of the public servants doing what they want, treating us like slaves.
Yep.
And, you know, Board of Supervisors, Comente, Rickert and Modi, don't insult our intelligence by telling us that you think that that you're our public servants. You're not. And the things that you guys have done are unbelievable. Believe me, the Red, White, and Blueprint will get that out in the documentary. And it's their right to do it.
Coming soon.
Right. It's their right to do it. And, yeah. Oh, by the way, people may say, oh, well, you know, Leonard Modi was reaching out to Nathan, reaching out as a citizen. No.
Mm-mm.
You don't just separate that. And besides that, he was quoted as Supervisor Modi.
Yep.
He was quoted with his title. Title 18, Code Section 242.
Paragraph 3.
The color of law. Mm-hmm. Restricting someone, stopping someone, blocking someone from their constitutionally protected rights. So with that, I think we have to go off to our break. All right, my good friend Travis, the Hat Man. Roll some music, baby.
Happy Mother's Day.
This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series Number 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu Number 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu Number 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
A little baby told God, hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down there. From here it looks like a little blue ball, but that's a great big place, and I'm so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Make you mad, don't you want me to? And God said, oh child, of course I do. But there's somebody special waiting for you. So hush now, baby, don't you cry.
Wow. You know, think about that. Any mom out there, happy Mother's Day. Happy, 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 happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Do you love your babies? Oh, my gosh.
No matter how old they are.
That's right. You mm-hmm. love your babies. Yeah, and that's the thing. So is it okay? Is it okay that they're being aborted? Is that okay? How is that ever okay? And who has the right to say that? There's a gentleman whose name was George Washington Carver. He had a lot to do, of course, with the peanut, but that wasn't the only thing that he invented. A marvelous, marvelous Christian, a marvelous man, an absolutely incredible, incredible person. A man that could have been aborted.
Mm-hmm.
An African-American. A hero. When I was in Washington, D.C. with my second oldest son, we went back to Washington, D.C. with his class, his senior class, and it was a marvelous, marvelous trip. And we had a gentleman at the hotel we were staying at who came in and did his portrayal of George Washington Carver. And it was just so touching. It was one of the highlights I'll always remember the rest of my life. You know, David Harris Jr. David, you probably don't listen to this program. Maybe somebody can get this to him. But, you know, we need to be standing on a local level. We need help. We need help in getting out the word of the red, white, and blueprint. We need help on this. Not because any of those people are special. And I will tell you this. If you haven't noticed already, there seems to be a lot of people involved in each episode. There seems to be a lot of patriots, moms, businessmen, people who have worked for the county, entrepreneurs, politicians, just folks. And all these people that come to the forefront are saying the same thing. We want to regain the liberty that's been taken from us, and we want to protect our babies. We want to protect our babies. So how is it okay that we have these left-leaning people? And I guess they have, what's that program? I can't listen to it. Is it My Way or the Highway? Oh, Common Ground? Or My Way or the Highway? I know that I did hear it a couple of times, and people would call in, and all of a sudden they get cut off. You know, well, we don't have time for that. We have another caller. Nobody calls your show, buddy. Nobody even gets on your chat room. Not because of what you're saying is so important and they're just hanging on every word, but because telling things that are not true, using false statistics, bringing up things that are not current, by being fake, never works. What's real? Little baby told God, do I have to go down there? And then God said, there is somebody special waiting for you. That's the moms. That's the mothers. There is a line that, you know, that Alyssa McEwen says in the first episode of Red, White, Blueprint. This stuck with me. She makes the comment that, you know, she's heard the thing where, you know, I would not set my child on fire to keep yours warm. And she makes the comment, I'd set myself on fire to keep my kids warm. And she meant it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. A mom, a mother, someone who nurtures. I mean, you know, I saw Sally with, she was amazing with all our kids. Amazing. Amazing mother. And amazing the way she was so nurturing and patient. Oh my gosh. You know?
Well, she is married to you.
Her one flaw.
Everybody's got one. Sorry, Sal.
But you know, the thing is that how can you stand for abortion? And what I love is how you can be a left-leaning Democrat and say that, oh, you know, I go to church every Sunday and I'm a staunch Christian. But it's okay. Well, because I understand that, you know, that a baby just shouldn't be, you know, it's got to be the mother's choice. And I don't get into that politically. Well, okay. Then why do we have to pay for it? Why are we funding Planned Parenthood? That's the real deal. You want to go right on the, you want to go right down to it? We have to stop the falsehoods, the lies. Does that mean that we don't stumble as people? Hell yeah, we stumble as people. We stumble every day. We stumble every minute. My favorite character in the Bible is David, a man after God's own heart. David. You know what David's other name is? You name it, I done it. David had a man killed so he could sleep with a woman. Yet God, in his mercy, and I don't remember the exact number, but I know David asked for mercy dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And Jesus did say, you forgive seven times, 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 seven times. Because that's where we have to be as a society. But that forgiveness goes with repentance, doesn't it? That forgiveness goes with, okay, I'm going to get back to it and do the best I can. Will you stumble and fall again? David did.
We do until we die.
And I had a talk with a gentleman the other day. It was kind of like, well, you know, it's sort of like, I'm going to a Bible study. I'm doing this, that, or the other. And I said, well, you know, maybe I should do that. But, you know, it isn't what I do for Jesus. It's what he did for me. I don't have to go study the Bible for Jesus. He wrote it. You know, and I think there's a lot of stuff that we have to start realizing. The imperfection of man, the perfection of God. And we bring that all back to, let's talk about local government. Let's talk about where we have to stand here. I've said this before. The Board of Supervisors meeting is Tuesday. Is that correct, my friend?
Correct.
You can do whatever you want. It's a free country. But why would you stand there in front of your employee and say, thank you for allowing me to speak? On your 3 minutes, thank you for allowing me to speak? Seriously? Thank you, employee, for allowing me to speak. Good morning. How are you? That's good. Good morning. Good morning. Hope you're having a nice morning. Oh, that's cool. But thank you for allowing me to speak. And then when you're done, thank you for your time. Well, no. Wait. Now wait. Their job is your time. Their job is to do what the public's saying. And all these fake phone calls that they get, probably from the same three or four people, all these fake phone calls they get about, oh, we support them because blah, 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 blah. Huh? Really? Truly? Really? Truly? This is okay? Opal, happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
I just have one quick little comment. All of these wonderful women who want to have birth control by abortion, maybe they should turn around and have birth control by tubal ligation or sterilization. Might save a lot of sorrow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. Baby doesn't get there all on its own, and she should have enough brains to know how to stop it. So do it a decent way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all I've got to say.
Happy Mother's Day, my dear.
Thank you, Apple.
Oh, thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I had a friend say once, you know, if all the people that wanted abortion were aborted, we wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
You know? I thought that was kind of harsh, but he said it. At the time, it was funny, I think. You know, again, moms. You know, it's incredible to think about.
But the moms didn't get there by their onesie. They didn't get there by themselves. It takes two.
It always takes two.
And only two, because there are only two genders. So it only takes two. An egg and a seed. That's all it takes.
Right, your gender's the whole package, though.
Really?
Oh, no. See,
oh, only,
you said really, and Travis got it.
Only running for California
governor. Oh, yeah. Oh, he starts making sense. Or she? What is it?
He still has his...
That's right.
He still has
parts, so it's crazy.
He's still a boy. He's just dressed up as a girl.
But it's crazy, you know, when you look at all these insane things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have to stop this at the local level. School boards. And again, you know, the moms that are standing up, all the moms all across California, I mean, these great young mothers. I met a young lady from Placer County first name is Lynette, and she works for the DA's office.
Mm-hmm.
She's had it. She has had it with the corruption that she's seen through everything. And then a very wonderful lady, Lori Harris, from Chico. Just a wonderful lady. Always just, you know, smiling and just a real fighter, a real hero.
Yeah, she's got that spunk, that's for sure.
Yeah, talking about spunk. Hey, Dar, how you doing? Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning. Thank you. I agree with Opal. I have said that before, that I figure if they're going to use that for birth control, it's time for them to have, a surgery to stop them from having children. And, of course, I was told that, oh, that's taking away their rights. Well, they're taking away the right of a child being born. When they say it's my body and I can do with it what I want, that's fine. But child's baby is not their body. That's a separate body, and that child has rights. And I believe that a child is conceived at the moment of conception, and I don't believe that it's, you know, a clump. As they say, it's not a baby. It is a baby. In the Greek, fetus means baby, and they keep on saying it's a fetus while they're saying it's a baby. And that's what they're doing. And happy Mother's Day to all you gals out there. God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Dar.
Thank you, Dar. You know, that's such a great point. You know, and again,
Dar's right, because
she is.
A lot of the words that get thrown out there, people don't understand them or don't realize what the true meaning of the words are anymore. You know, are we taught Greek or Latin in school? No, not anymore, unless you're going into the sciences, and they barely touch on those.
How about the Constitution?
that's another hot mess that's not being taught. But they'll say it's not a baby, but like she said, fetus, and then in Greek it's fetus. It's like, hello? So we need to do our homework, folks. You know, look up the definitions of words that are being thrown at you, because, you know, use it back at them.
Yeah, you know, and like Dar said, I mean, to use that. But here's the other thing. We pay for it as taxpayers.
you know,
I mean, wait a second. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if somebody wants to, let's just say that they can do whatever they want and they have no moral compass in whether or not they consider it murder or not. There is no moral compass. I shouldn't, as a taxpayer, have to pay for that.
Do you know, they're acting out of freedom, not out of liberty on that.
That's right.
They're acting out of freedom.
That's right.
Not liberty. Perfect case in point.
Yeah, really. Liberty, you mean the combination of?
Morality and responsibility.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well said, my good friend. You know, this empty chair that's in here that's been with us, Frankie, who, as you know, is a... Frank Rose is a treasure, and he is a patriot from the word go. If you have somebody I was reading Mark Kent just came in, and I was reading his shirt. Sorry, no, I lost it. Anyway, the chair we have in here that's empty, Frank said, it's all the patriots that went before us.
Yeah.
And all of those veterans that went before us, and the veterans that gave to their last measure, gave everything for our liberty and freedom. And to understand just who these folks are in our community, wonderful people. Ron Pemberton's one. I think Ron Pemberton's one of my heroes. I'll give you just a little bit of background on who he is. We were at a water meeting in Sacramento, and it was a rally, and there was probably a couple thousand people there. Hmm. Remember that? And we were down there at this rally, and there were people there with American flags. Well, if it's any longer than like 12 inches, the highway patrol won't let you bring the flagpole because they say you can use it as a weapon.
Great.
You know, I mean, I think that a big pen would probably be a better weapon the flagpole.
Well, it has been. They sign it up on crap they sign off on. Yep.
Well, not just that. It still could be used as a weapon.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different story.
Yep.
So anyway, this highway patrolman with two of his buddies walk over and tell Ron, who fought for his country, lost brothers and sisters in the Vietnam War, this particular situation, to where they're telling him, he needs to take his flag back to his car and get rid of the pole. He said, I'm not leaving here. I'm not leaving here. Two women stood in front of him that didn't know him. One of them saying, this man is, if you take that from him, you've got to go through us. I lost my brother in Vietnam. A young lady stood there, I lost my father in Vietnam. All of a sudden, women started surrounding him. And I just thought, you know, it's one thing if you're a police officer doing your job, it's a whole different thing. The guy had the wisdom to leave because a crowd started to gather. But can you imagine that? Can you imagine that some of the things that these people do that say in the line of their job, it's their job because that's what they're told, to do that, to tell a man who served his country and lost brothers that he can't wave or have an American flag on a pole and holding that on the Capitol steps of the state of California? Am I the only one that finds that just absolutely despicable?
Nope.
I am tired of people saying I'm doing my job because that's my job. No, it's not your job. You have an oath of office that you take. That oath of office you take is in Article 20 in the California Constitution. And if you're a law enforcement officer and you haven't read the California Constitution, frankly, shame on you. Shame on you. Mm-hmm. You need to read it. You know why you need to read it? You took an oath to it. You better know it's in it. Same thing with the United States Constitution. Maybe read that one first. Because in the California Constitution, it specifically states in Article 3, Section 1, that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States as the supreme law of the land. And California is an inseparable part of that, which means, I've said this a lot, that the United States Constitution trumps, pun intended, the California Constitution. And if it's not in the Constitution or is anything in the Constitution of California or is diametrically opposed to the Constitution of the United States, it may be law, but it's not legal. And it may be legal, but it's not lawful. And therefore, it needs to be stricken. We've been teaching that. We've been talking to a lot of different groups about that. And Wynn has been traveling a lot. I don't see that well at night. So my good friend drives. He usually drives us home. But we have a lot of fun because we had a lot of fun with Jeremy Edwardson on the phone. He sort of kept us he kept us awake the other night.
Laughing too hard.
Funny guy. Yeah. And brilliant. Brilliant young man. He's the producer of the Red, White, and Blueprint. Brilliant. But, you know, I think that we have to start understanding local government first. Respect our veterans. To me, that particular sacrifice and responsibility that was held by all these men and women that were there to protect us and to uphold and to stand for the Constitution, there isn't too many things much higher than that. I even hold that above, frankly, above a police chief, especially one that's been retired. Oh, actually, was he fired? Was Leonard Modi fired?
Technically, yes.
Is that like a 5-0?
Technically, yes.
Well, I wonder if Ron Pemberton's pension, I wonder if Ron Pemberton has the same kind of pension retirement that Leonard Modi has. I wonder if a man that protected our country, that is trying to protect his property. He's trying to protect his property because people are going up there and one particular individual, I guess, has been on his property trying to rob him in plain sight. And he's been told by the sheriff's department, hey, you know, you really can't go after that guy. How insane is that?
Isn't his property his property to defend?
What is law may not be legal.
Yeah.
And what is legal may not be lawful.
Yep.
It has to come back to the county. We have got to stand. Shasta County has been the epitome of the problems that we've had in many counties.
Mm-hmm.
There are other counties that are saying we want to recall, but then again, some of these people have been voted out, and newer ones have come in.
And a recall may not be necessary if you can get your board of supervisors to do the right thing. And if they'll do the right thing, then keep them in there, but hold their feet to the fire and don't let up.
I still can't believe this quorum thing that these three are doing. I mean, I've never seen, and they sign a 410.
Yep.
It's like, seriously?
Yep.
I mean, really and truly? It's just, you know,
and a 410, just so you know, is a form that is filed with the Fair Practice of Political Practices Corporation that all agencies that sign up to, you know, get money to fight politically have to fill out. And it's one of those things that there's a whole string of requirements, if you will, that you have to follow. If you have an organization that wants to do that, there are requirements. And it's interesting to see how these folks want to go with the Fair Political Practices when they want to divert blame onto other people, but they're not even compliant in what they're doing. So they're violating the Brown Act. And no, the Brown Act in its entirety was not dismissed by Governor Newsom. Parts of it were, and not the part about assembling a quorum like they did.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But then again, they do whatever they want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do whatever they want. And, you know, it's...
It just shows their ignorance. I'm not saying they're stupid, because they're not. They're ignorant. Big difference.
I think it's honesty. Yeah.
And, well, that's the thing. They're being ignorant about what they're doing or claiming to be, but it all comes back to ethics, morality. You know, they're not doing the right thing. They're not being honest with the people who employ them. So we need to let them go. They need to be set free. They need to get their pink slip. They need to get their walking papers, whatever you want to call it. They need to have that received when the time comes with this recall that's going to be happening here pretty soon.
You know, and something else, too. You know, with a Tuesday, go, the Board of Supervisors, use your 3 minutes. If you see something on the agenda you want to speak to, you have a right to do that. You can speak to the issue,
mm-hmm.
whatever that may be, for 3 minutes. But, you know, remember, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And it isn't the issues of certain things, you know, happening or certain issues you want to discuss. It's how you say it. And, you know, when you know, I know that there were some comments made by one gentleman, and the comment was, you know, well, you know, he had used some foul language, and Joe Comenti had said, well, you know, we have children in the room. And he goes, and the comment this gentleman made was, I don't care about the children. He didn't really mean it in that way. That's the way it came out. And then, but everybody missed the next thing he said, and that is, you don't either, otherwise you wouldn't have them masked. You don't care about them either, otherwise you wouldn't have masks on them. So, again, I think we have to be measured in that, but we have to be firm. I know that at one point, this same gentleman was told when he was addressing Mary Rickert as Ms. Rickert, Joe Comenti said, you'll refer to her as Supervisor Rickert. No, Joe. Again, that authoritarian attitude, that authoritarian position, that's not your job. He can refer to her as Mary. He can refer to her to Rickert. He can refer to her any way he wants, as long as as long as he's not threatening her. He can go ahead and say what he wants.
Well, that comes back to them responding to we the people, the voting public, as constituent so-and-so. So I would be constituent Carpenter. You would be constituent Raposa.
Right.
So they need to remember that.
I mean, it just, you know, it's hard to say that it doesn't look like they're Nazis. It's hard to say that. Mm-hmm. So I won't say they look like Nazis.
Well, it's not so much the looking, it's the acting.
Yeah, they're acting like Nazis.
Their actions.
Yeah.
Again, folks, they can tell you whatever they want to tell you, but watch what they do, how they vote. Every one of them, watch how they vote. That is the true story and tell of what's going on here. Every single one of them.
$23 million from the CARES Act, $23 million for businesses. They get three, or was it four? $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the rest go? I know some of it went on 100 employees
for
the county.
I think a forensic audit would tell us exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 3. Time has come
for 51.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Let's Mother's get it Day, done. Mamas. Thank you.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.